This is KYUK News, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed $444 million from the state budget on Friday. Organizations across Bethel rely on that money and are asking how they can continue providing services with fewer resources. I'm joined by KYUK's Christy Schallenberger to look at some of these impacts.
In public safety, Governor Dunleavy vetoed $3 million from the Village Public Safety Officer Program for the upcoming fiscal year. The cuts eliminate unfilled officer positions. Currently, only six VPSOs serve the entire Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. A recent report says as many as one in three rural Alaska communities are without law enforcement, and U.S. Attorney General William Barr visited Alaska for 4 days to see firsthand the rural public safety crisis.
The governor's cuts to education will impact students of every age. The vetoes would eliminate $130 million from the University of Alaska system. Linda Curta directs the Kuskokwim University campus in Bethel and calls the cuts, quote, devastating. How the cuts would affect the Kuskokwim campus are still being worked out.
I believe we will be here. They're not going to close the campus, but what we will have in terms of programs and staff will be of grave concern to everyone.
These reductions follow 4 years of significant budget cuts to the university system. Faculty, staff, and programs have already been reduced or eliminated.
And so to think about cutting again, it really is a difficult concept to wrap our mind around.
Already, most employees are only paid for 10 months of work. Few hold year-round contracts. Leadership has frozen hiring and purchases and restricted travel. Curtis says that the Kuskokwim campus is critical to the region being able to educate a workforce, like teachers, nurses, and social workers. The future of who is able to hold these jobs could be at stake.
We want the people who live in our communities to have those professional jobs, and that takes an education.
UA President Jim Johnson has notified university staff that if the veto stands, then each employee would be required to take 10 days of unpaid leave. He also says the veto could force the university into bankruptcy, which could lead to substantial employee and program terminations.
Dunleavy vetoed $30 million for K-12 schools. This funding was a one-time funding boost that legislatures voted on last year. This line item veto is expected to end up in court. The governor also removed advanced funding for K-12 schools in the 2020 and 21 school year. Dunleavy also wants to hold back forward funding for the upcoming school year as well, but LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker says he expects the state to meet its, quote, constitutional responsibility to fund public education, end quote. Also, Dunleavy zeroed out funding for Head Start, which provides preschool education across the region. The loss of state funding will likely jeopardize matching federal grants, further reducing the program.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is urging Alaska senators to override the governor's vetoes. Medicaid cuts would eliminate adult dental coverage, shrink behavioral health programs, and reduce other health services. This means Medicaid would no longer cover travel for adult dental care or certain behavioral health services, leaving people across the region without funding to fly to Bethel for health care. YKHC CEO Dan Winkleman expects to see more programs affected if the veto remains in place as the full scope of the cuts are revealed.
The legal community also saw funding disappear. Dunleavy zeroed out funding for Alaska Legal Services, a nonprofit providing free civil legal help for low-income Alaskans. Nicole Nelson is the executive director and says the service is already turning away half the people who seek help from them because of insufficient funding.
We can't really stretch much thinner than that.
Nelson says the group may have to shut down offices and reduce staff. Currently, the nonprofit has two attorneys and one paralegal in Bethel to serve the YK Delta.
Meanwhile, the Alaska Public Defender's Agency will see less travel funding. Dunleavy vetoed half of its travel budget, in addition to taking away $400,000 from the agency's budget overall. The agency did not provide comment by the time of broadcast.
The governor has vetoed most of the funding for homeless services. The veto would cut two-thirds of the Bethel Winter House funding. Board President John Cochran says that could lead to the organization closing its doors, unless it's able to raise about $40,000 to pay for staffing. The winter house provides a place for people to sleep during the coldest months of the year and has helped reduce deaths from exposure. The reduction to homeless services would also impact the Tundra Women's Coalition. The organization would lose $63,000 from its budget. TWC Executive Director Eileen Arnold says the cut could leave more than 200 children and adults homeless this winter.
The governor's veto eliminates funding for the Alaska State Council on the Arts. The council awarded a $5,000 grant to the Bethel Council on the Arts. Board member Julie McWilliams says under the veto, that grant would disappear, and with it, the Bethel Council's ability to offer free or reduced entry fees to local art events.
Finally, KYUK has implemented a hiring freeze after Dunleavy eliminated all state funding for public broadcasting. The cut wipes out 10% of KYUK's budget. General Manager Shane Iverson says the station is looking at where to tighten its already tight belt.
Anyone who really follows public broadcasting funding would know there's really been decades of cuts from the state. And it's been a while since, like, a federal or state funding agency increased.
But
it's definitely the biggest hit KYUK has taken in decades.
Iverson says he's considering alternative revenue streams. But with the vetoes affecting a wide swath of Alaska, that could make it tougher for KYUK to raise money elsewhere. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
And I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The legislature goes into a special session to consider the state budget and permanent fund dividend on Monday. It will have 5 days to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yuktoon coming up.